This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
The Scottish language, some people consider a beautiful language.
Mm-hmm.
While not it really. May not be considered a sexy way of speaking to some, though, no one can deny the raw power that comes with the Scottish accent.
It is powerful.
Someone put together a list of the wacky Scottish sex terms they have. Like a tadger.
Hmm. I don't know any of these.
You don't? And your family's Scottish. Your heritage Scottish.
Yeah, but it's not like my dad is like speaking Scots.
He's not like, I'm the Brayson.
Yeah, for God's sake, let me give you a tag along or whatever the hell. You know what I mean? Whatever they're coming up with. Like, you know? No.
Tadger, if I'm saying it correctly.
Tadger.
Is another word for penis.
Hmm.
Sometimes it means it's a small penis, so watch out for that.
Oh.
Is it a tagger?
It's, well, T-A-D-G-E-R.
Oh, wow.
Tadger.
Yeah, like a tadger. Badger.
Hmm. Fud.
Fud.
Is a derogatory term for vagina.
So, like, they don't like it?
They say it's not the sexiest word when you're getting down to it, but it packs a punch when said in regular conversation. So it's like...
Well, because they say the C word, and the C word's fine over there.
Well, the C word, they use in everyday language.
That's what I mean. Like, it's like, just
oh,
like
yeah,
saying...
C word.
Yeah, like it's like saying jerk.
Yeah.
So they had to come up with something else that had the sting of the C word. And so apparently that's what you just said.
That is the scorpion of words, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just like a...
Oh, yeah.
Ganton.
Huh?
To be ganton on something is to be gagging on it.
Wow.
Well, you know, I wonder what they're talking about.
Gagging.
What are you gagging?
Trust me, no one gags on anything.
They say it can be used interchangeably with horny, depending on how you say it. Like, oh, I'm really ganton tonight.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, that's a weird one, though, because
right,
like, if it can mean
like,
the
I'm,
other
I'm
thing.
Choking on something.
So being with a Scottish guy, like, I don't know what you're saying.
Exactly.
Is that turn you on? You want to get my tadger a gun on it?
What?
I'd like to get in your food. If you know what I'm saying, you don't.
I have no idea.
You've got no idea what I'm saying to you.
Like, they see this example of I tell you one thing, he was clearly gotten on it. Couldn't get my trousers off quick enough.
Mm. Huh.
So in that context, I guess it means horny.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Balls.
Balls?
Well, that's what, yes. They say B-A-W-S. It includes ball sack and ball bag. His balls were knocking against me when we were banging.
So it's just balls.
Yeah.
It's balls, my balls.
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 This is like
your,
the weirdest porn language class ever.
Look at your wee balls.
Listen, you're focusing on the tadger. Get down there on the boss.
Bulls.
The balls.
Balls.
What are you saying?
Balls.
Oh, all right.
Stoner.
Mm.
I'll put it in. I'll give you the sentence. See if you can figure it out. Oh, he's got a right stoner on him.
Like a giant.
Giant big boner.
It's erection.
Yeah. Is it like a. So do you think they're trying to say like stoner? But it's Scottish style?
But a stoner is... Why would you get a...
Because it's a rock hard...
Art of stone.
Stoner. You know? That's funny.
You know?
Got a throbber, do you?
Look at you.
Okay, yeah, stoner.
Stoner.
Diddy ride.
Diddy ride.
Chloe gave Cammy a diddy ride, but she wasn't happy when he finished on her freshly done blow dry.
I don't know what the hell that means at all. Christ.
Doggy style.
No, diddy's our breasts.
Oh,
so a diddy ride is.
Yeah.
So it's like tatties.
Yeah.
Tatties.
Dates.
Your dates.
Your dates. I took a tight ride tonight.
Your dates are giving me a stoner.
Look at that.
Look at it. Don't you call it a tadger.
It's a stoner.
It's a stoner.
Gammy.
Huge.
Gammy.
Gammy.
I'll put it in. This is the example they
yeah,
give.
Yeah.
Andy, go and get us a gammy.
Whore.
Sandra's been no near me for months and I can't handle this dry spell.
Well, it's a crack whore, I'm guessing.
Easy slut.
BJ.
Oh, so weird. So, I would ask you to go get me one.
Yeah, no, so that, like, in the context, there was a guy saying, go and give me one because Sandra hasn't been near me for months.
Yeah.
Weird.
Gammy. Like, so like a gummy? So that's like a...
see, that's right? the thing, right? It's a weird way to... They talk so weird.
Some of it is Gaelic Irish or Scottish?
Scottish, too. Okay. I think it's both. But, okay, like, my grandmother spoke Gaelic.
But Gaelic is really... Southern Ireland is where...
Well, then that's what it's... But it was definitely bled into Scotland. I mean, my grandmother spoke Gaelic. Like, really? She could, like, talk to you just...
That's crazy.
Like this, like that.
Bobby.
Yeah, go back to England. Bobby.
I'll put it in a sentence. His Bobby looked like a baby's arm holding an apple.
Well, big.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that that means his wiener.
Yeah. No, another
Jagger.
He's Tadger.
Tadger.
Like Tadger. A badger. Tadger.
A gash.
Well, I know what that is, Dave. You can go ahead and skip it. Yeah. Just
skip right over that one. There's nothing left there for the imagination.
Jump over that one here.
No. Don't you dance around that one too long.
That means the same thing here, Dave. Sorry about your luck here. Not a fool in anybody.
It's not a code word at all.
But it can also mean like something awesome, like, oh, this party is pure gash.
Mm. Oh, so they use the term differently, mm-hmm, but we know what it is.
No, but yeah, no, they use it that way, like, yes, oh, I'm in love with Eliza, never had a gash quite like it.
Okay, yep, yep. Means the same thing here, Dave.
Pump.
Oh.
Yes. Self love.
Oh, it's just a direct way to say having sex.
Oh.
They're going to pump.
They pumped. Chibs. Chibs. We're talking about wacky Scottish sex terms.
Chubby girl? Chibs. Having sex with a chubby girl?
Chibs.
I think it means being pegged.
No, you're both wrong.
Oh.
I'll use it in a sentence.
Okay.
This dress really accentuates her chabs.
Well, so her tights.
Tights.
Yeah, her tights.
Another
one for tights. Scottish for tights. Poke.
Oh, I guess.
Doing it.
Yeah, that just means regular sex.
No. I'll use it in a sentence. When Darren poked me last night, I had to tell him to trim his fingernails.
Oh, uh-oh. So
finger banging.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Bang, bang.
Talking about. What else you got, Dave?
Yes, Dave. Just go on there. How about
what it means?
Oh, yeah. It's finger stuff.
Finger stuff.
Finger stuff.
Okay.
There you go.
Finger stuff. The last one here, souk.
Well, I'm no expert on language, but I think that might be another word for sook.
When she sooked me, it was like a choir of angels began to sing.
Sometimes it's just the same word.
Yeah.
Actually means grapefruit.
It means dates!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Oh, there's a 20-year-old woman in Florida who says her mom found out about her nipple piercings in an odd way. We'll tell you how she made the discovery in a second. Quickly here on the Dave and Chuck lines, we want to know, what dirty secrets did your parents uncover about you? What's the dirty secret your parent uncovered or parents uncovered about you? 1-855-954-6969. This woman, 20... said her mom found out about her nipple piercings when she saw them at an x-ray in the doctor's office. There's the x-ray right there. Mm. Her piercings showed up nice and clear. So what happened here was a 20-year-old Sydney Allen from Clearwater, Florida, got her nipples pierced quietly back in June. Actually, it was a birthday gift from her sister.
Okay.
Which is a little different. Sis. I know, a little different to begin with. Mm-hmm. They both decided to keep the piercing a secret and definitely wanted their parents never to find out about it. Their mom, they say, is very conservative. She hates tattoos and piercings. She's been very vocal about that. But she said, because I never have my shirt off in front of mom, I thought it'd be an easy secret to keep. That was until she went in for a routine checkup for an alignment on her spine. She has a rare condition where she can build up spinal fluid in her spinal cord. So it's procedure. They take an X-ray of her spine. She didn't know, however, that X-rays make all metals visible in the image results. In fact, experts, I thought they told you to take out piercings before you get an X-ray
done. I didn't think it was good to have them.
I don't think it is.
Unfortunately for her, the doctor pulled up her X-ray results. Her mom was in the room.
She probably couldn't take them out, though.
Her barbell ring piercings are absolutely clearly visible, as you can see in the X-ray there. She said, my mom saw the piercings as soon as the X-ray popped up, and the doctor and I started laughing hysterically. My mom went silent and said, I guess we'll discuss this later. She said, mom was visibly upset.
Should have seen what her sister bought her last year.
Yeah.
You should see what her sister got her brother, Prince Albert.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say, I got you a Prince Albert.
She said, I was initially terrified when the X-ray came up, but she ended up being understanding since no one else knows I have them.
Well, you've got no choice after it's done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can be as mad as you want at your kids, but...
She says, now she's actually found it okay. She said the picture actually does make her laugh now. At the moment, though, she said it was a very awkward situation.
I just don't know. I don't know the way nipples
work.
Well, I know how they work, believe it or not, Dave. Nipple piercings. I don't know if you clean them the same way or if they lock the way that ear piercings do. Like my face piercing, I was able to unscrew it right from the get-go to clean it.
It should work the same way as that.
Okay.
It's like those, the kind of piercing she has, those two ends, those two ball ends will screw off.
Yeah, no, and I knew that, but I didn't know if they were like, hey, listen, you can't take them out for a certain amount of time, but what'd they say, 6 months? She should have been healed by then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hmm. My father found my riding crop when I was packing to move back to Detroit from Chicago. I don't ride horses.
No, you like to get spanked. A little bit of spanking.
Is that it? A little S&M stuff?
Yeah.
Not pony play or anything, though, right? Like, nothing that extreme.
Nothing crazy.
Just spank the bits.
Could have been pony play, though.
Could have been pony play. Anything's possible.
The pony get mask. Well,
yeah, anything's possible. You got the horse head mask.
Voice changing technology. Anonymous is with us. Hey, Anonymous, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. What dirty secret did your parents uncover about you?
Well, I had a backpack, and that backpack was full of porn and sex toys and, all sorts of fun stuff. Well, they found it, and it was an interesting conversation, to say the least.
These were sex toys? Your own sex toys for yourself or with a partner?
Myself. I was between relationships at the time, so a little lonely and need some fun. sleeves and fake bits, all sorts of fun stuff.
God, I don't ever want to find my kids' fake bits.
No.
No, you don't. You don't. Just stay away from anything that looks like a flashlight. Because it's probably not.
Right.
This person said, most embarrassing the thing they found, I was a camboy in my upstairs bedroom in my parents' house. I went to the bathroom. My dad walks up the stairs looking for me and starts inspecting the live cam.
Oh, no.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. So was his dad on?
Yes, like, his dad.
People watching his dad?
His dad would have been on there.
probably dudes throwing out offers to see his beehole.
Oh. Boop, boop. Starts beeping. Starts beeping.
Oh, hey, here we go. They like what they see.
Bri still doodle dance for you. Surprised my dad's not a cam model.
Oh, my God. Lynn. Hi, good morning, Lynn. How are you?
I'm bored, boy.
What good, how are you?
Good, on a regular line here. All what right. dirty secret did your parents uncover about you?
So, about last year, I was in the hospital. Didn't know why, so they ended up giving me, like, abdominal checks, so like a pap smear, and my mom was in the room, because open like that, like, it doesn't matter. And the doctor goes, oh, so how long have you had that pierced? And I was like, about a year. And then once the doctor left, my mom was like, did she ask you how long you had a piercing? And I was like,
yep. So she had a piercing.
A hood piercing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The hood of her bits.
Yep. That's the only hood I know.
Just to clarify.
Okay.
Clarify.
You clarify it up for me.
It.
Thank you. Thanks, Dave. Thank you for clarifying.
Some people
it.
May not know.
I'm pretty sure they do.
A hood.
The hood of her lady bit.
Not of a sweater.
I'm just saying. I wanted to make sure everyone's on the same page.
Oh, you guys, that's two. We hit another couple extra ones that we could have pierced. Any other hoods?
Just to gotta clarify. It's my job.
Our hoods.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's worse than your nipple piercing, though. Your mom finding out about your hood pierce.
Yeah.
Yeah, lets them know you're a real freak.
Mm-hmm.
It sure does. Nothing says people visit there more.
Oh, God.
Than some ornaments.
I don't have girls, but I can't imagine finding out my daughter had a...
Yeah.
It's a rough go.
I think even finding out that your boy had one down there would be pretty alarming.
Like a ladder?
Down there.
Jacob's ladder. What are they called?
Or Prince Albert. There's all
is
sorts.
Is it Jacob's ladder? We talked about that's a thing,
that's
right?
That's shaft. The shaft.
Yeah.
That's the shaft.
A bunch of them. I think it's a bunch of them going up the shaft. Yeah. Jacob's ladder.
Yeah.
Well, I can't believe I remember that. Anonymous, mm-hmm. How you doing?
You know, it's on Dave's wish list.
Yeah, I was going to say. Top of mind, huh?
Hey, Anonymous.
Pricey for 9 inches.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah,
what's the
huge.
Dirty secret your parents uncovered?
So basically, after I graduated college, you know, I was still having my mail sent to my parents' house. So I stopped by there one day with my girlfriend, and my mom, I guess, had opened my mail, and there was a doctor bill, and she's like, hey, you know, I got your bill from the doctor for the warts you had removed.
Oh.
Well, I had HPV.
Yeah.
And he said it in front of my girlfriend, who didn't know. And,
no. So well, that's all out there now.
It's bad. Yeah. Way to find that out.
Yep. No, it's no good.
There's no coming back from that.
Mm-mm.
When you, okay, here's a Dave question. Thankfully,
yes.
I've never encountered this. When you have genital warts removed,
yes.
Doesn't it leave behind scarring? And
I would assume if they're big enough.
Yeah, I don't know.
So the girlfriend probably would have.
I don't think that, it wouldn't be that bad. And it depends where they would be, I guess. I mean, if you're like a cauliflower, I don't think there's anything, there's no coming back from that.
No.
You know what I mean?
A cauliflower.
If you're like a cauliflower, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
But random ones you probably wouldn't notice.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just didn't know if it would be a huge surprise or if she probably already could tell.
You know, it's, the surprise would be, wait a second, you have what? And we've been doing it?
Right. You didn't tell me?
Yeah. That's the surprise. That's where it's like you'd be ready to choke someone to death.
My mother found out my brother was using the vacuum for reasons other than cleaning. Like coming home from work early.
Oh, man. Getting caught like that with a vacuum on yourself. Holy cow.
She caught him and screamed, so that's why my vacuum's always clogged.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
God. Get that kid into some therapy.
Yeah.
He's got a vacuum on it.
Yeah.
One more call here. Voice changing
we'll
technology. Hi, Anonymous. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Penis balls.
Balls.
Penis. We're talking about the dirty secret your parents uncovered about you.
Yeah, so I kept a an account ledger of all the money that I made from buying and selling drugs.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate your organization.
It was very good. I had everything written down to a T, the profits. I had it in code words. But my mom freaked out when she found the ledger. Because there was a section that said legitimate money, and it was significantly less than
what you made from drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
than the other quote unquote money that was on this piece of paper, well, book.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Although I appreciate his organization, I do think it's an incredibly stupid move to
write
down.
Yeah, it's what like got Capone, you know?
Yeah, you don't want to keep records of your...
No.
What, you're selling, how much you're making for
right.
it?
Keep the it upstairs in that old noggin.
Right.
Yeah, don't keep your drug selling records
no.
lying around.
No.
Because that's a bad idea.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, so they polled a ton of radio people around the country. None of us, but others, about how we do our jobs here in radio. There's just, a few mildly insulting questions, I gotta say, in this study. Like this one, do you have a face for radio?
Yeah, that's pretty insulting.
Oh, yeah, they love saying that.
28% of people admit that yes, they probably do have a face for radio. 11% strongly agreed.
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of people on TV that should not be on TV. They have a face for radio, too.
Yeah. You know, but here's one that stood out, too. 39% of folks in radio admitted they've dated a listener before.
That's the easiest way to get rid of a stalker.
7% ended up marrying one.
I think a lot of radio dudes do that because it's like the person is you know, they're obsessed with them.
If you were, we always talk about if we had been as popular when we were single, things might have been different for us. But do you think you would have, like, let's put single Chuck in popular Dave and Chuck the Freak times.
Yeah.
You think you would date if an attractive woman hit you up and was a listener? Yeah. You wouldn't, probably wouldn't say no, right? Unless
well,
knew
no,
she was
but I mean, I do. I do think that comes along with it sometimes, like when you're obsessed with somebody.
Yeah, I mean, obsession. It's just like an easy way to break the ice for me, anyway.
I mean, my. I think what you could struggle with is whether or not someone likes you for you, or do they just like you because you're on some show. Mm. And like, I would want someone to like me for me.
Right.
Now, if you're talking about 21-year-old Chuck, would I have not talked to someone because they were a listener? No, I wouldn't have done that.
1% of people say they got into radio to get sex.
That's why people do music. That's why people generally get into...
What was the percentage?
I had no other choice.
1%.
1%. Yeah. What are the main reasons people work in radio? Number one, it's fun.
Oh, yeah.
No skill set. No skill set for anything else.
73% say that entertaining people. 57% said it's emotionally fulfilling.
Really?
50% say it's the only thing I know how to do.
Yes, that's me.
46% do it to support the community.
Oh, my God.
46% do it to inform people.
Mm.
45% like to be able to connect with large numbers of people.
Mm-hmm.
39% just love being part of a team.
Just love the team aspect of it.
I can just hear all these. Oh, yeah, the community. God. The community spirit is what I'm here for.
Oh, God.
I get it for the community.
Yep. Right.
Good morning.
It's emotionally fulfilling, really. I mean, it fulfills really me emotionally. It's fun. It's a hoot.
It's a hoot.
It's a hoot.
It is a hoot, isn't it?
Is we have a hoot.
You know, I just get up every morning and I'm like, I'm going out there to entertain.
Entertaining people is why I do it, too.
Yep.
You got it. Nailed it on the head.
Community support, teamwork.
Informing the masses.
It's all I know how to do.
35% say it's all about the music. 31% say, oh, well, it's just a living. Only 14% say money is a main factor, because that's because radio doesn't pay squat.
Oh, my God.
6% say fame is what motivates them. And as I mentioned, 1% say they do it for the constant sex.
The constant sex is not.
Constant there was no constant sex.
Constant sex. from radio.
Radio. That's probably an old timer. They probably got a hold of like an old timer from when it was back in the day.
I do think though, like I remember first starting in radio. I told you that guy would just bring ladies into the studio, close the blinds, and they'd be in there all night.
There were dudes that worked here.
The old school radio guys were nailing chicks left and right.
And now the whole world's famous because there's YouTube and Instagram and social media, and you don't anyone can be famous, and it's not the same.
It's not, no.
Yeah.
Radio.
Yep. This person said, I dated a guy just because of his radio voice. I mean, they're out there, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean,
I was
just,
like, that was, it was weird because I knew guys that were like, they'd hook up with girls that had never even seen them before. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, how could you do that? Like, I at least want the girl to have seen me.
But you know what? A lot of times, like back in the day, you never saw the girl either. You know,
right.
Like it was like it'd be like some girl who called in late at night. You like talk to and then.
Are you Dan the Moose?
Yeah, it's like,
I sure am Dan the Moose.
Dan the Moose.
Let's meet up and then the two moose get together.
We Dan the Moose in the morning. Oh,
moose?
My God.
Moose mating.
Single day, your weather report.
I mean, it's that's wild.
So, Chuck, you do it because it's emotionally fulfilling.
It's
right? And for the
totally,
community.
To inform.
Yeah,
and
you're a big community.
Because it's just a hoot.
It is a hoot.
It's a hoot.
It's a hoot. It's fun.
It's just a hoot.
Yeah, we're not your average radio people. It's probably good they didn't ask us.
Yeah.
I would say we probably have more legitimate real fun than most people in radio ever have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're probably right. No, you are right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A lot of it is fake.
This show is so much more real than anything else out there that, I mean, I can't even, like, honestly, if I was in any other radio fate...
It's bad.
Right now.
I wouldn't be in it. I would have. No way.
We've been in other radio fates, and it's been horrible. I was a part of the Rock and Rise team.
Yes,
right. Rock and Rise.
Rock and Rise in the morning.
Well, I used to be on Classic Rock, the new 104.9 WUZZ. Let me tell you what I wasn't when I wasn't happy being on Classic Rock, the new 104.9 WUZZ.
Yeah.
Yep. I used to play a game called Racehorse or Country Song. We'll tell you the name. You tell us what it is.
Jesus. I used to give away tickets to a Meatloaf tribute band.
It's Chicken Loaf.
Ham Loaf tonight.
So sad.
And that's it. I mean, so...
I would have to take listeners for rides on a Sea-Doo all summer long.
Yeah, that was your deal.
That's crazy.
The Dave and the Sea-Doo
team. I would finish my air shift, and then I'd do a 2-hour Sea-Doo shift before I could go home.
Yep.
And then at the end of the summer, after we'd driven it thousands of miles, someone won that used ass Sea-Doo that we basically destroyed.
What do you mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they'd be on the thing with you.
The listeners would be on the back talking to me as I gave them a ride around the river.
Dave would, do a few breaks, and then he'd jump in a wetsuit.
No joke. Every day.
Like behind you, arms around your waist, holding off of your leg.
Yes. Here we go. The Sea-Doo Lake Patrol.
Yep.
You'd do anything.
Two hours.
You did. 2 hours. We had 2 hour shifts. The morning show had 2 hours. The midday show, everyone had 2 hours following their shift 7 days a week.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God.
7 days a week.
That's crazy.
We just moved to different locations throughout the river. Join Dave in the River Sea-Doo Lake Patrol.
Yep.
Get yourself a free granola bar and join us.
How many guys got boners holding on to you, Dave?
Yeah.
It would be men, too.
Of course. They were mostly men because we had male. It was a rock station.
No chicks.
Yeah. Most of the men were all men. Bitch. There were some women, of course, but it was a lot of guys. It was a male dominated station.
Oh, man. Yep. I never knew anything would ever top your hot air balloon.
Same thing. Same show.
Same place. They made us broadcast from a hot air balloon. We'd take listeners on Sea-Doo ride. You did anything.
Yep.
And I was making, I think, not enough to get by.
You know,
No.
Can you imagine riding on a bat with a radio personality? Like, okay.
What a weird thing. What a weird promotion.
I never thought of that promotion.
Yeah.
Hey, man. How's it? How you doing today? You got your old camera? Hold on tight.
Yeah. Do you like the show? You're a big fan of Rock and Rocks?
Yes, dude. I don't know who you are. I just saw. I want to win this wave runner.
You don't listen to the show?
No, I don't know where. Oh, I don't even know who you are.
Should we stop the ride then? I mean, this is, man, I'm pretty big deal around here. I'm gonna go a little faster then. Son of a bitch.
Oh, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
How many times did you dump people off thing?
I finally got better at it.
Yeah.
But I
yeah.
wasn't good for the first couple of
weeks. Well, they were just like, dude, go out there, honestly, dude. Give listeners a ride.
It seems like you'd have risks involved. Like, you'd have to sign off on.
They had to sign a waiver. They had to sign a waiver.
So you went around you just went like in a big circle?
Same circle
every time?
Over and over again. And there'd be big freighters that came down, so you had to be real careful.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Get any of their weight or anything.
Oh, my God.
See you, Dave.
Yeah.
You'd have to do so every 15 minutes, you'd be like, on the Sea-Doo, okay? So we're on the Sea-Doo. They wanted the noises in the background.
Hey, it's Dave from Wreck-A-Ride. We're down here today on the river. You can rent this puppy at the end of the summer. It's the Sea-Doo Way Patrol. This is Sea-Doo Dave. Sign up. Come on down and join it today until 2. Sea-Doo Way Patrol.
My name's Ken. I'm on the back.
Thanks, Cam. Ken's here too.
I got my arms around Sea-Doo
Way. Watch out. Watch out.
Fighter.
Holy God.
Yep.
Dude, that's the weirdest. I thought I had the weirdest stories, man. That's weird.
That's weird.
And if anyone knows anything else about radio, it's like there was probably a million other stations that heard Sea-Doo Dave, and they were like, we've got to do a Sea-Doo Dave.
Listen, we can't be the only station out there not giving weird people a ride on a Sea-Doo on a river.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It worked so well. Thank God I was only there one full summer. But it worked so well, they thought. They brought it back.
Well,
oh,
it's a home run, gang.
I bet they're still giving away Sea-Doo rides in that small town.
No.
Oh, don't put it past them.
Oh, my God.
Since I have so many questions. Why did you give rides? Was it free? How long were the rides? How do you agree to this? First of all, you didn't agree. You were
you
told.
You just are told.
Yeah. You're told. This is what you're doing. The rides would be, they were supposed to be 5 minutes.
Right.
Five minutes.
Oh, it was a long time. With a smelly person, it was an eternity.
It is an eternity.
You have to make sure that wind is blowing that away.
Wash up a bit.
How many people complained when you only took them around for 4 minutes and 12 seconds?
Oh, a few were like, that's it. That's too short of a ride.
Yeah.
How many people would you take for a ride?
Oh, Lisa. Some days it was slow, right? There wasn't enough people there. Some days people were lined up.
Well, because you would have went to a place that was like a busy beach anyway.
Can I tell you, though, the people that line up to get a free 5-minute ride on a Sea-Doo are a certain type.
Oh, yeah.
Verging on homeless.
Yeah, that's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. They're just looking for something to do.
Did you get a t-shirt with that? Like you
no,
got
granola
a t-shirt?
Bar. Granola bar.
Just a granola bar.
It was this. They were introducing. This was when they were introducing those Kellogg's. What were they called? You know, the soft.
Special K? Not Special K.
The ones before
that.
The Nutri-Grain? Nutri-Grain bars.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
yes.
yeah.
So they were introducing those to the public.
Yeah.
They were the major
Nutri-Grain. So a guy's eating a Nutri-Grain bar. Hold it onto your chest.
Oh, so true. Yeah. How do you know that hurts?
I do just fine.
Yeah. You like that Nutri-Grain?
Oh, I love it. I love the apples and cinnamon.
Yeah, you dig it? Apples and cinnamon is my favorite, too, man.
I'm going to hold you just a little
bit
tighter.
Watch out. Hold on. Here we go.
Let me hold you a little bit tighter.
No, please don't hold me so tight.
I got you in a big old barrel.
You're cutting off my breath. You're cutting off my breath.
Come on. Show me what kind of balls this thing has.
No, I ain't. No. All right. That's enough.
I'm going to interlock my fingers. Around you. You mind if I hold on to your breath?
I sure do, dude. I do.
I'm going to grip your hips real tight.
The sad part is they probably just wanted the Nutri-Grain bar, and they thought they had to go on the Sea-Doo ride to get it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm just desperately hoping no one is hearing this idea right now.
That's why I never ate
Because, you know, I was so broke, you guys. I told you I couldn't afford anything.
Yeah.
I lived off Nutri-Grain bars.
Oh, I bet.
We used to swipe them from the promotions closet
sure.
because oh, yeah. we were starving. We yep. had no food.
Mm-hmm.
So I lived for like a full summer. All I ate, my diet consisted of Nutri-Grain bars and mac and cheese made with water.
Dude, I was given, for survival purposes only, a thick stack of coupons for a particular fast food sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the poorest I'd ever been, and it was consequently the fattest I ever got.
Yeah.
Because I ate them every day, three
yeah,
times
that's
a day.
Ate.
Yep.
Because I made 12 cents that year.
And then we had to have our Sea-Doo Wave Patrol outfits, right? It wasn't a wetsuit, but it was cheesy
oh,
as hell.
Boy.
With our life jackets, our, like, you know.
Mm.
So when you would dump someone off the back, you'd have to go around and
yeah,
pick them
yeah,
up.
You just
would
do
you
a
be
circle?
Able to do that? Because that's not easy.
No, it took me a while. I said, Lise, I dumped many
them
people.
To get you gotta, and then bigger. The person
oh,
trying
I
to get back
off.
On of it. That's
I remember
hard.
Some woman screamed at me because I pretty much dumped her into the drink.
Yeah,
right?
Like, yeah.
I went too fast. She fell off, and she was in her like. Her daytime clothes.
Oh, she was going for a
clothes.
Ride with Dave.
Yeah,
like she wasn't
Sea-Doo?
Ready. She was just ready to go for a ride with Dave.
Yeah.
She wasn't like thinking, I'm going to be at a...
I just wanted a free Nutri-Grain bar, mister.
Yeah.
Can't
yeah.
ride those in regular
no, she
clothes.
She was pissed really she had can. To go back to work, and oh. now she's soaked. Hey, I'm sorry. That's I don't guarantee I'm going to keep you on the jet ski.
No.
It's just a Sea-Doo Wave Patrol.
Man. Every once in a while, something comes out of that rock and rise that just...
That rock and rise, man.
It's a showstopper, dude. Yeah. I just got to tell you.
Yeah.
We did everything, you guys. You don't even know. The amount of stuff we had to do for that.
I gig. Feel like, did you do way more than the other guy? Because the other guy
oh, had
some
a massive
stuff.
Cocaine problem,
yeah,
right?
I was going to say.
So we probably should have done an hour each, but they weren't trusting
they
the cocaine to get
it.
Sea-Doo rise.
Sea-Doo, you say?
Let's go!
Yeah, rock and rise! I can't even imagine. I can beat the freighter! I can beat the freighter!
You want cocaine or something?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I am. Rock and rise.
He's like wiping out in front of Dave, like splashing.
Take a Dave.
Woo-hoo.
So I'm gonna bring her in the shore. Now I'm gonna do about 9 lines in the bathroom. Hit it up again.
Yeah, I just knew like the guy was a mess. So like you knew all everything fell onto Dave.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. You know they
I had
couldn't
to do
trust
every
him.
Pie eating contest, every yep. chicken wing contest, every town fair.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Introduce the bare naked ladies. That was the biggest deal ever.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, oh my God.
They I came bet. To town once.
That stuff's all like regular radio stuff. That all that pie contest
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Sea-Doo
stuff. Ladies, all that
Sea-Doo
stuff.
Tours.
Yeah.
that's a curveball and a half, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the you know the long weekend in May right through Labor Day weekend, the Sea-Doo Way Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
That is wild.
I hope that promotions person is not in. Radio anymore and fire.
Oh, no, they thought they were should have got a raise.
Yeah, that's they were like, this is the most incredible promotion we've ever seen. Real buzz. People I see, one out of every 25 people I talk to on the streets talk about Rocket Rise.
We're getting tons of buzz off this, guys. Just keep it up,
there's
Dave.
Probably hundreds of pictures of me out there looking all angry on a Sea-Doo, giving the thumbs up with
that's
listeners.
So funny, dude.
It's incredible.
It was a bad time.
What a dangerous, dangerous thing.
But hey,
that's what's really
it, honestly, it was. I never should have been driving anyone anywhere. But here we are now.
Yep. It all worked out.
It did, I guess, eventually, somehow.
Paid your dues.
Absolutely paid my dues.
They don't have any of that on a survey about radio.
No. Did you have to do a Sea-Doo Wave Patrol? Your most ridiculous radio promotion appearance.
No.
That, and I'd say the wet... T-shirt contest I had to host at that other place for that other station.
Oh, yeah.
Those were probably my two low points in radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was standing there looking at the people that entered this to win a T-shirt, by the way. That's how they won. I did that wet T-shirt contest. And it was the skankiest ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And not, I mean, no hot ladies.
No.
And I'd be like, what about these boobs?
I used to give away a $20 gift certificate to the place you were at for a... for a wet t-shirt contest that people would take all their clothes off in for a $20 in bar certificate. Could only be spent in the bar. $20.
The only
full
thing,
on touching of themselves.
That's crazy.
Would happen. And I would be like,
no, that's the same thing. And they got a station t-shirt, a radio station t-shirt these girls were just fondling themselves for.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Meanwhile, a dude walked up earlier, just asked for one. I gave it to him. Sure, dude. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Yep. No, I don't know.
It's a wild ride.
It's a weird gig.
It's a wild ride.
Radio.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.